From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Today, I thought we would do another all-fusion program, and we'll begin with music from the UK group Isotope. Fronted by guitarist Gary Boyle, with Frank Roberts on keyboards, Neville Whitehead on bass, Nigel Morris and Morris Pert on drums and percussion. From 1976, here's the title track from the album Deep End.
Thank you.
We began that set with music from Isotope out of the UK from 1976, the title track from the album Deep End. From Denmark, the band Secret Oyster, with Carsten Vogel on sax, Kenneth Knudsen keyboards, Klaus Böhling guitar, Mads Vinding bass, and Bodrik Andersen on drums. From their self-titled release from 1973, we heard Fire and Water. And lastly, from 1972, the band Etc., fronted by German keyboardist Wolfgang Dauner, with Larry Coryell on guitar, Günther Lenz bass, and John Heisman and Fred Braceful on drums and percussion. From the album Knirsch, or Crunch, we listened to Yin. Larry Coryell would later re-record that tune on the debut album from his band 11th House, released later in 1972. We'll turn in this set to the music of two guitarists from the States, better known for their hard rock recordings, but they've both recorded instrumental albums, Greg Howe and Richie Kotzen. We'll listen first to a track from their 1995 collaboration, Tilt. Greg in the left channel, Richie in the right stereo channel, both of them also doubling on bass and keyboards for this project. And this track will also feature John Doman on drums. It's the title track, Tilt. We'll be right back. music featuring the guitar artistry of Richie Kotzen and Greg Howe. We listened first to the title track from their collaboration Tilt from 1995, then from 1991, a solo project from Richie, a duet between Richie Kotzen on guitar and Atma Anur on drums, the album Electric Joy, we heard Acid Lips, and lastly from 1988, a track from the debut album from Greg Howe, self-titled, with Billy Sheehan on bass, leader of the fusion band Niacin, and again, Atma Anur on drums. We heard Bad Racket. All three albums released on the Shrapnel label, a label better known for hard rock recordings, but releasing some fine instrumental fusion albums as well. You're listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1617. Going back to the 70s and getting into the more funkier aspect of fusion for our final set of the hour, and we'll begin with an album which many consider to be the essential jazz funk classic, the album Headhunters from keyboardist Herbie Hancock, with Benny Maupin on flute and sax, Paul Jackson on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Bill Summers on assorted percussion. Here is Sly.
Thank you.
Began the set with Herbie Hancock from the album Headhunters, released on Columbia in 1973. We heard Sly. And lastly, more classic European fusion from the German band Passport, fronted by Klaus Doldinger on sax and electronics, also Christian Schulz, additional keyboards, Wolfgang Schmid, guitar and bass, and Kurt Kress, drums and percussion. From 1975 and the album Cross Collateral, at the time Passport was signed to Atlantic Records, we heard the opening track of the release, Homunculus. That track also available on the album Atlantic Jazz Fusion, part of the Atlantic Jazz box set of compilations released on Rhino. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed this foray into the world of classic fusion. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.